The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Kiddushin has been sponsored by our good friend Mr. Haimi Dana, Hashem Shmireu V'Hayehu, in honor of his wife Dina Bat Rivka. That should have many years of Shalom Bayit, Masechet Kiddushin. And Aslaha, Parnasa, and all good things, health, happiness, Nahat from the children, and all the Berachot, Amen. Nun Dalid. Today's daf is being studied, Lendu Nishmat, Mor Zekini, Yosef Ben Sarav, and Marat Zekinati, Yafab Ben Sarav, and Abraham Ben Esther, Ruach Hashem, Tenehan Began Aiden, Amen. Today's daf is being studied, for us, Shalom Moshe Ben Dina, Sarab Bat Rachel, Mesra, Ruhaba Bat Rachel, Edna Lefanadahim. For the nefesh, for the guf, for the tam, kerba labo vechini rosam v'lomar, amen. Begin today's daf on Nun Gimel Amud Bet, starting 13 lines from the bottom, ba'a mineh. We learned on yesterday's daf that according to the Shita of Rabbi Meir, if a person is mekadesh a lady with hikdesh, it's something that was consecrated. If he's mekadesh the lady with that item and he does it b'shogeg, so according to Rabbi Meir, ena mekudeshet. So the question is, ba'amine rava merav hazda. Isha en mekudeshet. Okay, you want to tell me that the lady is not mekudeshet, because we said that what? That if she would have known that it would have been hekdesh, she would not have wanted to accept it. Because by making it hekdesh, by accepting it, she's making ma'ilah. She doesn't want to make ma'ilah. Therefore, it's like a mekach ta'ut, we said. So therefore, the Gemara's question is, ma'ot ma'ushi yitzu lechunin. Interesting question. Still, does the ma'ot become chunin? Which means, is there me'ilah over here? Now, what's the question? The chaura, if you tell me that she's not mekudeshet, that means she didn't benefit from it. And she didn't benefit from it, the chaura, what's the chunin? So the question, no, maybe the etzim fact that the husband used it, he tried to use it. Maybe the attempt to try to make a kiddushin, maybe that already makes it chodin, and therefore it's considered me'ilah. So the Gemara answers what we would have thought. Amar le isha in mitkadeshet ma'ot heach yatzu lechodin. What do you mean? Isha is not mitkadeshet. If she's not mitkadeshet, how can it go lechodin? So an item only becomes chodin if you have kavanah to be mu'el, or you're mu'el, you want it to be mu'el. Here, you tell me the kiddushin is not hal. What is what's the pshat? The kiddushin is not hal. It remains hekdesh. If the kiddushin would be hal, that means it is now hers. So if it's hers, then already it's me'ilah. But if there's no kiddushin, there's no me'ilah. Ba'aminei Rav Chaya bar Avin mirav Hasda b'mecher mai. Another interesting question. Person has hekdesh, and he goes b'shogeg by mistake. He uses hekdesh to make a purchase. So the question is, are you going to say that what? Maybe mechir is different than kiddushin. Maybe by kiddushin you're going to tell me what? Now later it's going to be mekadesh mehekdesh. But maybe a guy that's selling an item, he's mocher an item, so he gets paid in hekdesh. Could be maybe by a sale, the guy's happy to get whatever he's going to get. Because he knows he might not be able to sell the item. So maybe by mechir it's different than kiddushin. Why kiddushin? You tell me the lady doesn't want to accept kiddushin. What does she have to accept it for? So she doesn't want to make me'ilah. Maybe a mechid, the guy wants to accept hekdesh, but because he sold the item, he's happy to take whatever he can get. Therefore, it's me'ilah. Amar le af pe mechid lo kana. Lo kana, which means mechid and kiddushin are the same item. If you use hekdesh, even b'shogeg, the sale is not a sale. A guy doesn't want to accept hekdesh as payment, and therefore there's no me'ilah, there's no kinyan, return the money, and finish. There's no difference. Okay. Eti be, the Gemara has a question. Before we get to the question, we need to read this Rashi here. Look at the Rashi. Look at the Rashi, Dibura Matil Chanbani Kibala Bait. He gives an introduction to this next question. Mishnai b'mi'ilah. You have a Mishnah Masechet Me'ilah. Gizbar, that's like the treasurer, let's say. Hamafkid ma'ot etzel shulchani. He gives money to a money changer. That's a shulchani. If the money that he gives the money changer are tied up in a bundle, lo yishtamesh behem. That means he doesn't want to use them. That's why he gave them bundled up. Lefichach,
And we're talking about he gave him Hikdash money, by the way. And the Shulchani doesn't know that it's Hikdash. So he gives the Shulchani money that's tied up. So then the deen is, the Shulchani should not use them. He should know that they're tied up. He just wants you to watch them for him, the Gizbar. He doesn't want you to use them. If the Shulchani used the money, lo ma'ala Gizbar. The Gizbar is off the hook. Ela Shulchani. The Shulchani is guilty for using them. Ve'im mutarim, but if they were untied, so that's like the Gizbar is giving permission to the Shulchani to use the money, and therefore yishtamish behem, he's allowed to use them. Lefichach im hotzi, if he ended up using it's bishogeg, he doesn't know that it's hikdesh. So therefore ma'al ha-Gizbar. The birshutei avad, he used the money with the permission of the Gizbar. The medaya da, the Shulchani tzarik lema'ot tadir, he knew that the Shulchani needs the money, therefore he gave it to him. They didn't know it was hikdesh. And therefore when the Shulchani uses it, he used the bar mistake, but the Gizbar is guilty because he gave it to him to use, therefore the guilt is on the Gizbar. Aval, Ba'ala Bayit, when a guy gives money to a Ba'ala Bayit, Ben Kach u Ben Kach lo yishtamesh behen. No matter how he gets the money from the Gizbar, the Ba'ala Bayit cannot use it. Why? Which means when a guy gives money to a Ba'ala Bayit, he gives it to him to watch. Shulchani is different. Shulchani, you know, needs transaction, he needs the money. So therefore, it depends. If he gave the Shulchani the money, if it was tied up, if it wasn't tied up. But a Ba'ala Bayit, even if you gave it to him loose, the money, means you're giving it to him to watch. Why? The stam Ba'ala Bayit, eno mishtamish tamid b'ma'ot. Lefichach, imotzi, if the Ba'ala Bayit uses the money that he got, and it was Hikdesh, so therefore, ma'al Ba'ala Bayit. The Ba'ala Bayit is guilty. Velo ha-gizbar shefkido. Good. So that's the introduction to the Mishnah of the Mi'ayla. There's a difference between giving money to a Shulchani or giving money to a Ba'ala Bayit. Again, the case was the Gizbar took money. Did not know it was Hikdesh. By mistake, Shogeg. He gave money to a Shulchani. The Gemara Mishnah of the makes a Hiluk between Sirurim, if they're tied up or if they are not tied up. By the Ba'ala Bayit, doesn't matter whether it's tied up or not. The assumption he's giving it to the Ba'ala Bayit, not to use, to watch. And if the Ba'ala Bayit uses it, the Ba'ala Bayit is going to be mu'il. Now, with that introduction, the Gemara asks a question. The Gemara says, "Eti be henvani ke Ba'ala Bayit." Devrei Rabbi Meir. Henvani. We know two cases. We know a henvani. We know a shulchani. It's a money changer. And we know a Ba'ala Bayit. Now we talk about a third guy. Henvani. That's a shopkeeper. So there's a storekeeper. Guy's got a store, he sells food. You went to the Hanvani, you gave him money. So the question is, how do you look at a Hanvani? Do you look at him like a Shulchani, or do you look at him like a Ba'ala Bayit? So the Bimir says, Etibe. Hanvani ke Ba'ala Bayit. Why? Because the Hanvani doesn't need money that much. Because the Hanvani usually gives people money on credit. Mm-hmm. And therefore, since he doesn't have a use for money so much, so when you give it to a Hanvani, it's like you're giving it to him not to use. You're giving it to him, no matter how you give it to him, it means that you want him to watch it. However, Rabbi Yehuda Amir Hanvani ke Shulchani. He says, no, Hanvani is like a money changer. Because the Hanvani also needs money to pay for goods. Products, for goods. So therefore, it's a machloket. How do you look at a storekeeper? Do you look at him like, nah, he doesn't use the money so much. He puts most of the things he does is gives people credit and stuff like that. He doesn't need money that much like that. Gives credit, gets credit. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, no, Hanvani looks like a Shulchani. Needs money, like a money changer. He's constantly transacting with money. So to a Hanvani. Oh. The point of the Gemara is the following. Next line. Ad kan lo kam pelge ela de morsa bar hanvani ke shulchani morsa bar hanvani ke bala bayit. No, machloke, hay ilkir hanvani. Ava de kula alma im hotzi ma'al. That's right. Which means, according to everybody, but there is mi'ila b'shogeg. Which means, according to Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Yehuda, as a machloket, how do you look at a henvani? But everybody agrees that, let's say you would give money to a shulchani, right? And you gave it to him, tied up, or you gave it to him untied up. Somebody's going to be mu'il over here, even though it's b'shogeg. You taught me in the Mishnah, Rabbi Meir, in mi'ila b'shogeg. Right. Just like you taught when you make kiddushin. If the kekdesh was, if the item was kekdesh and they didn't know about it, no kedushin. You just told me even by mechir, by a transaction that you used kekdesh b'shogeg, there's no mi'ila. No kinyan, no mi'ila. Now you're telling me over here that somebody, the Shulchani, the Balabayit, the Gizbar, somebody over here is going to be Mu'il, even though when they used the money it was Bishogeg. So you see what? There is Mi'ilah, according to the Bimi'ir Bishogeg. Question against him. So Gemara answers, Rabbi Meir le Barav de Rabbi Yehuda Kamar. Lididi imotzi name lo ma'al. Ela lididach. Odidi miya dehenvani kebal abayit. Which means he said, listen, according to me, in Ekaname, to me there's no me'ila b'shogeg because the guy didn't know that it was koyegdesh. For me, you're right. I'm consistent. But according to you, that says there is a me'ila b'shogeg, when a guy uses it b'shogeg, so at least admit to me that a henvani is like a balabayit. L'shitatcha, don't call a henvani like a shulchani, at least agree to me that a henvani is like a balabayit, which means there's no me'ila b'shogeg. L'shitatcha, you hold there is? I don't agree with you the way you look at a henvani, at least. You should agree to me at least that a henvani is like a balabayit, not a shulchani. But according to Rabbi Meir and Chanamir, there's no me'ila b'shogeg. Look at Rashi. Lididach, look at the two lines on the bottom. Lididach, the yesh me'ila b'ma'od, odu li mi'ad ha'nvani kabal ha'bayit. Ve'hu ma'al, ve'lo gizbar. Delav b'rshutei abad. V'amal l'Rabbi Yehuda, lo modin alach b'ha, ela k'shulchani hu. Ma'al gizbar. Which means, oh, I look at like a shulchani because he needs the money also, a henvani, to spend. Therefore, when he gave it to him to spend, and therefore, the balabait is, the gizbar is more. Fine, but the point is, in the according to the Meir, there's no me'ilah, I mean, the items do not go to the chumin when they were spent, bishogeg. So the Gemara is an obvious question now. So now the Gemara says, Amar Rav. Rav comes along and says, "Hazarnu al kol stadim shel Rabbi Meir." Okay, we looked at all the options, all the different opinions of Rabbi Meir. Velo matzinu hekdesh b'shogeg. Velo matzinu hekdesh b'shogeg en mitchallel b'mezid mitchallel. Look at the top Rashi. New way of learning now. Till now, let's review. Till now, we learned that our Mishnah that talked about Mekadesh Isha Behigdesh, consecrated items. Rabbi Meir said, Beshogeg Eno Mekudeshet. Why? Because he must hold that there's no Me'ila there. Why? What's the pshat? Because if the lady would know that it's Hekdesh, she wouldn't accept it. She doesn't want to be Mu'il. And if it's not Yotzei Lechulin, the guy's giving us something that doesn't belong to him. It's not it's Hekdesh money, it's God's money. And therefore, no Kiddushin. Good, because En Hekdesh Mithalel B'Shogeg. Therefore, no Kiddushin, and fine. Oh, Rav, it says not Rav. That's not the pshat. Really, there's Hekdesh that there's Me'ila B'Shogeg. That if a guy uses Hekdesh by mistake, it becomes Hulin. And even b'shogeg, and therefore, really, if a guy goes and gives a lady hekdesh b'shogeg, really, the item would become chunin, and the kedushin should be hal. Oh, the kedushin should be hal. So what are you doing in Amishnah? Amishnah clearly said, "Mekadesh b'hekdesh, let it be meir b'shogeg, ena mekudeshet." What's the logic? It was b'mezid, it is mekudesh. Mezid, dafka b'mezid, he used that's for sure. That he was mechalel the item, he don't care. But the question, mezim shin, she was also busy. She accepted it. Good. Now we say it's chulin. But the question is, you old b'shogeg also was mechalel. So then, what's the question? It says ena mekudeshet. So Rav Yozenu pshate. Look at the top Rashi. Hazanu al kol stadim shel Rabbi Meir. Kelomar, afal pi sheshaninu le Rabbi Meir b'shogeg lo kidesh. Mishum desvira lehekdesh b'shogeg en mithalel. No, it's not the pshat like we learned till now. Shehazanu bechol makom. We looked at all the places shara Rabbi Meir b'lchot hekdesh. We looked at all the statements of Rabbi Meir by hekdesh. Velo matzinu makom she'amar bo hekdesh mithalel b'mezid ve'en mithalel b'shogeg. He never made this chiluk Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir talks about hekdesh throughout Shas. Rabbi Meir never made a statement hekdesh b'mezid mithalel b'shogeg en mithalel. He never said that. Ela ben b'shogeg ben b'mezid mithalel. Oh, now if it's mithalel, what does that mean? So when the guy gives the money to the lady, Peshogeg, it's metalel, meaning it becomes hulin, because he's using it. And when she accepts it, the kedushin should be a kedushin according to Rav. So now how do you explain the Mishnah? Vilitnu l'ani tamad Rabbi Yohanan. The Rabbi Meir yesh me'ila b'ma'ot ekdesh. Echevan de ma'al, sisters me'ila b'ma'ot ekdesh. Nafak lechulin, it goes to hulin. Oh, so what's the case of the Mishnah? Continue reading the Gemara. Gemara is on the third line. Umishnatenu beketonet keuna or beketnot keuna shelo balu. New item. One specific case. A guy was mekadesh a lady with the cloak, the ketonet, of the kohen that did not yet wear out. That means it's still viable. Now what are we talking about? So Gemara continues. So il. Since you are able to be nene from them, why? Because the Torah was not given to angels. What are we talking? Very interesting case. You're not allowed to benefit from Begdei Kehuna. Begdei Kehuna is Ekdesh. A person uses Begdei Kehuna for personal usage. Rabbi Meir, ben b'mezid, ben b'shogeg, ma'al. However, we have a rule. The kohen's wearing the Begdei Kehuna, as long as he's wearing it, he's not Mu'ayyad. Adrabah, he's using it for the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But now he finished the Avodah. Now, how fast does he have to take off the ketonet? Because now, once you've already finished the Avodah, now it's personal. So the Torah was not given to Malachim. Which means, we're not going to now say, oh, the second you finish the Avodah, you got to take it off, and you wore it for an extra 13 seconds, so you took it off, you're Mu'ayyad.
No.
Torah says normal way, when you're a normal guy, after you finish Tawadah, go back home, take it off, whatever. You don't have to take it off immediately, because otherwise you'll always be Mu'ayyad. The second Tawadah is over, but you're wearing it. What are you wearing it? You're wearing it outside Tawadah, Ne'idah. So you see by the ketonet of a Kohen, Shenobalu, which means it's still usable, there is more flexibility in the laws of Me'ilah. And Rabbi Meir's rule is like this. Once already you see a certain type of item that the rabbis were lenient on Me'ilah, so therefore on the Shogeg case also, they'll be lenient. Because you see, even when the Kohen's wearing it outside of the Avodah, he's not going to be Mu'ayyad.
Human factor.
Right, because there's a human factor. What do you tell me? The second he finished Avodah, pull it off you. So still, it was on you for an extra 2 seconds still. So therefore, since by a ketonet specifically, we see that there's leniencies in me'ilah, so therefore if a guy goes out to a lady, he didn't know it was a ketonet shel keuna. There's shogeg, they didn't know it was a ekdesh. So that item over there, that item b'shogeg, is not going to be mu'il. Because already you see in other cases, there's no me'ilah by this. But by regular item, regular objects, in economy, there's me'ilah, bim bim mezid, bim bim. This case, so therefore we just turned the Mishnah upside down. We just limited the case of Ekdesh, of the Mishnah, to one specific item. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, diktani b'shogeg lo kiddesh, amba lo nethalel. Again, get that rule. If there's no kiddushin, that means there was no hilul. Because hilul means it still remains to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's still like this. If the kiddushin is hal, that means it turned into private money, holin money, and therefore it's considered ham money, and therefore it is a kiddushin. The fact that the Mishnah says b'shogeg, lo nitkadesh, that means what? The item remains consecrated. Why? So that's she. B'ketonet kehuna shelo balu, v'ruin la'avodah. I mean, it's still usable or viable for the Kohanim. There's no me'ilah b'shogeg by the ketonet of the Kohen. Now here's the key. Initially when they were consecrated, they were consecrated with like a condition built in that if you use it b'shogeg, it's okay. Because it had to be used b'shogeg, okay. Because what are the Kohanim going to do? Rip it off their backs and the second avodah is over? You can't mechaven lehalel, which is if the kohen, let's say, after he finishes the avodah, in his brain he says, you know what, I'm keeping it on bekavanah to you. Oh, then already you're mechalel. We're only talking about a case where it was like mistake. It's out of your control. right? Shelon et atul al malach asheret shiu akonim zirizim kemalachim lafshitan begmar avodah v'no yishem aleihem achar avodah keheref ayin. Why do I have to take it off as a, in a split second? Good. So therefore, that's the way we're learning. Davka re'at mekudeshet li. With this ketonet, it happens to be a ketonet that's still usable. Mm. In that case over there, shogeg is going to be, okay, but in a regular hekdesh, according to the Bimeir, there is chilul ben bemezid ben beshogeg. That's the way we're learning. Good. And according to, let's just go slow, that's according to the Bimeir. Now you have to learn the Mishnah. Let's go back to learn the Mishnah. Uh-huh. Rabbi Yehuda said that there is me'ilah b'shogeg. Uh-huh. And he holds that one, even by Bigdei Kehuna, doesn't matter. By Kohanim, they will lean it. Uh-huh. But not by a regular guy. Kohen wants to wear for an extra 2 seconds, we're not going to throw the book at him. But a regular guy that wants to be a Kadesh lady with the Ketonta, even in the b'shogeg, it's considered me'ilah, and therefore the Kedushin is Kedushin. Because once it's me'ilah, now it goes to chulin, therefore the lady accepted the money, and therefore it is indeed, because that's the machloket between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda by Hegdesh. Then we have to explain the Mezid case now also. B'mezid, right, quote Rabbi Meir, b'mezid v'day is going to be mekudeshet. Why? Because when you have kavanat to be mu'il, so then already the ketonet goes off, and therefore it's chulin. Therefore you make kedusha with regular money. Even if Bimeir agrees, if you had kavanat to be me'alel the item, it is mechulal. And Rabbi Yehuda says in chilul b'mezid. That's Rabbi Yehuda's shita, that chilul is only done b'shogeg, it's not done b'mezid. Okay, it's Rabbi Yehuda has pesukim to learn that one. You cannot make chilul b'mezid. Okay? Now, good, that's what we're going to be with that. We're here by Ekdesh, Davka by the case of the Ketonet. Very good. Now, let's read the Gemara's question. Tashema, now we start with a host of questions. Ketonet Keuna Shebalu. Our case. No, it's really not our case. This is a case of a Shebalu.
So no Balu was our case.
Right. This is Balu they wore out already, which is they're not already usable. Kohen's not wearing them anymore. The Kiddushah is still there. It's still Kiddushah to it. It's just the Kohen Anima not wearing it anymore. Mo'alim Bahim. So there is Me'ilah in such a case. Devre Rabbi Meir. Now, the Gemara is. Now, that we can understand. The whole Sevara we said was what? Davka Shelo Balu. Because the Kohen is still wearing them. And when the Kohen still wears them, you see that you can wear them even after the Avodah for a little longer. That means the rabbis were not strict b'shogeg. Therefore, b'shogeg, if you give a kiddushin, it's not going to work because it still has a kiddushah on it. But he says in the Braita now, if the kohenab, the keton was balu, if it wore out, mu'alim b'im. Look at the Gemara's analysis here. My love, afidu lo balu. The way they're learning the Braita of it is as if it's saying ketonet kohenah shebalu, meaning not only shelo balu, but even shebalu. Now, if you're going to say lo balu, they didn't wear out, and you're going to tell me what mu'alim, so we have a question. And the initial way that the rabbis learned this b'raita was, is if it be saying, you should know the ketonet of the kohen, even if it wore out, you're mu'il. That means what? Even when it's not worn out, there's also me'ila, for sure. Oh, so if there's me'ila, the chavrat should be a Kiddushin. Because once, again, we'll go with the rules. Once there's Me'ilah, that means it goes out to Chulin. That means he's giving her
something.
Chulin, therefore it should be Kiddushin. So it's not Lo Balu Davka. No, Balu Davka. Don't learn like you learned. When it says in the Braita, Ketonet Kiuna Shebalu, it's Davka Shebalu. Davka Balu. But when they're still wearable, there's no Me'ilah. Very good. Simple answer. Okay, next question. Tashema, we'll go back to the subject of Shekalim. Okay. Mu'alim behadtin ve'en mu'alim be'atikin. What is this? Look at Rashi. Let's review the laws of Shekalim. Mu'alim behadtin. There's me'ilah by the new coins, there's no me'ilah by the old coins. What's new coins, old coins, Rashi? Mu'alim behadtin. Shofarot ayu b'mikdash. Right? There were boxes in the Beit HaMikdash. Right? U'be'en notim Shekalim. And they'll put the shekalim in it. Behad ketuv alaf teklin hatin. That's the new shekalim. Umi shelo shakal shekno be'adar. Guy, you're really supposed to give you shekalim in
Adar.
That's right,
before Nisan. However, if you didn't bring it in Adar, so you bring it during the year. So you put the chicken in the box. They put it in the treasury. Which means, three times a year, they empty out these boxes, and they use it for the Beit HaMikdash. Ubesheni katuf teklin atikin. In the second box, they write teklin atikin. These are old shekalim. Umesheno shekal ishtakad. A guy that didn't bring the shekel the whole year, he didn't bring it last year. Mivio lishena ba'a. So he owes it. But you can't use last year's shekel for this year's
budget.
So they put it in the second shofar, which is called teklin atikin. Old shekalim. It's leftovers, shire lishka. Whatever they used last year's leftover money for, they use it for this also. And we'll see what the leftovers is used for in a minute. But the point is, there is me'ila. Right? There's the next Rashi. Mu'alim b'teklin hatin. Why? Share le korbanot siburin omdim. Which means, since this money is earmarked for korbanot, so this money is hekdesh. Hekdesh of korban. Korban has hekdesh to it. So the money has a din of like korban. So if you use the new shekalim for personal use, it's considered ne'ila. Next Rashi. Ve'en mu'alim b'teklin atikin. Why? Shetorat shire lishka alehim. It's considered remnants of the budget, remnants of the money. And therefore, v'nitanim lechomat ta'iru migdoloteha. What do they use that money for? Construction. They use it to fix the walls of Jerusalem, to fix the streets, exactly. V'chol surche tikun ha'ir. It's really used for maintenance of the city of Jerusalem. Kedul kaman. V'kasavar b'yuda, en mi'ila b'shire lishka shenechar odif al kupot la'ar gimel terumot. Right, which means, since this item is not earmarked for korban, the walls of Jerusalem don't have a kiddushah to it. It's not considered a dish. Therefore, these monies over here now are considered using for a purpose, but there's no bi'ilah if you use it for personal use. Let's read that inside now. Now that you got the sevarot. Tashema mu'alim b'hatin v'en mu'alim b'atikin. Rabbi Meir omer mu'alim af b'atikin. Rabbi Meir is mahmir. He says there's me'ila even by the atikin, even by the old coins. Why? Shaya Rabbi Meir omer mu'alim b'shire halishka. Yeah, shire halishka means the leftovers from last year. Those coins that we had extra, had surplus, quite a surplus. That money also is considered subject to the laws of ne'ila. We don't know what the question is yet. Now the Gemara asks the question. Ve'amai, why should there be me'ila? Because get Rabbi Meir's rule. Rabbi Meir's rule is like this. Whenever you have the logic of the Torah was not given to angels, there's no me'ila on that item. Fine. Just like the ketonet. Nema o'il v'nitnu lehanot lefi shelo nitna Torah lemalachei asharet. Deha chomat ha'iru migdoloteha mishiyireha lishka atu. Which is, what do they use the leftover money surplus? They use it to build the walls of Jerusalem. Ditnan. Chomat ha'ir, the wall of the city of Migdoloteha and its buildings. Dechol sorchei ha'ir, and all the necessities of the city. Ba'in mishiyireha lishka. And it's impossible that you're not going to benefit from the walls of Jerusalem. He holds the walls of Jerusalem have a kiddusha. And what are you going to tell me? One day when you're walking and it's sunny, you're not going to stand under the wall of Jerusalem and have a hanah? But Torah was not given to angels. And therefore, it's unavoidable. Exactly. And therefore, what's the Meir's rule? When the me'ilah is unavoidable bishogeg,
okay.
So then already there's no me'ilah on this item. Therefore, how could Rabbi Meir say that if you took the clean atikin, old shekalim that have a law of surplus shekalim, you tell me there's me'ilah? Doesn't mean bishogeg.
Yeah.
If you use the bishogeg, me'ilah. Why? What do you use these shekalim for? For the walls. And if shah lunata turan malaka sharet. That it's inevitable that what are you talking about? On a sunny day, I'm not going to benefit from the walls of Jerusalem that have a kiddushah to it. Oh, and your rule is what? As if they stipulated it initially that these shekalim are not going to be subject to me'ilah mishogeg. But here you say it is. It's question on the beam. It is the shita. Look at Rashi, the second wide line.
אותם מעות מעילה מאחר שעומדים לחומת האיש לא נתתו לה למעלה כשרת שיהיו זיליזים ולענות מן החומה לשם בצילה מה, אני לא מגיע לסיר לשאיר את זה ועליה אלא על כורחק אף הפי שהותרה נעת החומה לעניין שאר הנאות מיהיה בגלושתה הקם אלא you see what? No, you might, maybe they were lenient like the walls if you sat under the shade, but for anything else, it's going to be ma'ilah. Similarly, you know, for the Kohen, I'll tell you, if he worked for a couple extra seconds, we'll be lenient by him. But in a Kohen, maybe if you used it for a different item, maybe in a Kohen, it'll be ma'ilah, which means don't stretch the heter. Okay. The heter was said where it was said. So comes the Gemara and says, לא תמה רבי מאיר. In this bright day, he just read all Rabbi Meir's name of it. Rabbi Meir Mu'alim Afatikin. No, that's not Rabbi Meir, by the way. Ela Ema Rabbi Yehuda. Switch it. Switch that name over there.
Name change,
right. To Rabbi Yehuda. Look at Rashi. Ema Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mu'alim Ba'atikin. Kedama B'manitin Nameh. B'shogeg. Kiddush. Well, the Biyudah is good, by the way, because the Biyudah holds that Bishogeg, even by the Ketonet of the Kohen, yeah, maybe the Kohen himself is off the hook if he uses it for an extra second, but if he uses it for another usage, even Bishogeg, Me'ilah, good. Huadim, Betiklin Atikin. If you use the wall of Jerusalem, in a Kanabi, maybe we'll be lenient on you. But if you use it for another item, in a Kanabi, you'll be Mo'el. The Kasabar, meaning that she, Afabishin, the two Ketonic, Unadi, had not the Kohanim. לאחר עבודה לעניין שאר הנאות ועוד איירמס בקדושת היוקמי ומעל זה בקדושים ויעשו נכונים good אבל במזיד שאין בו מעילה לא נתחלה ולא קדש good so therefore we adjusted this whole matter we thought we had a bomb question against the Bimeir switch the Bimeir put the Bimeir's name in there okay easy answer comes the Gemara and says Tashema another question Netanya Amar Rabbi Ishmael Bar Rabbi Yitzhak Abdei Yerushalayim Shenashru. The bricks of Jerusalem. The walls of Jerusalem. The bricks. They fell off. They fell down. Mu'alim Bahim. Oh, there's Me'ilah by the bricks. Devrei Rabbi Meir. Same question.
Right.
What do you mean? Exactly, which means these are impossible. You cannot benefit from the bricks. Back to the shade question. Right? And the rule is what? Since Lo Netatu Rama Lekash Shirat Kod Rabbi Meir, even if you use it for a different item, Bishogeg, there should be no Me'ilam. So Gemara had the same answer. Lo Tema Rabbi Meir, Ela Ema Rabbi Yehuda. It's a Yehuda. He'll be lenient if he used it when they were attached. But if he used it for another usage, Bishogeg, Ena Kanameh is going to be Me'ilah. Oh, Eid Rabbi Yehuda. Hold it. I have another question. How can you say it's a Yehuda? Yerushalayim mi mikdesha? Is Yerushalayim, the walls of Yerushalayim, do they have a kedusha b'chlal? You tell me a brick from Yerushalayim. According to the Yehudah, as we're going to see now from Masichet Nedarim, he holds that the bricks of Jerusalem do not have kedusha. Well, what did it say in Masichet Nedarim? Datedan, a guy took an item, a regular object, and he wants to consecrate it. So he says like this, Ki'imra. He says, this item should be like an imra. What's imra? That she says, Hare alai kikar ze ki imra kiseh tamid. I want it to be like the korban tamid.
Very good.
Good. Then what the item is going to have a kedusha to it. Yeah. That's considered a consecration. Kedirim. What's dirim, Rashi? Dir behemot ekdesh. I want it to be like the pen of animals that were consecrated for korban. Yeah, that's good also. Or ki'atzim. Like the wood, the pile of wood that's used for the mizbeah. Ki'ishim, for the fire that's on the mizbeah. Right, that's Kodesh. Ki'echal, ki'mizbeah, ki'rushalayim. Okay, all these items. So comes the Gemara and says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kol ha'omer Yerushalayim, lo amar klum. The first Shitat Kalong says, all these items, the object becomes, Ekdesh. Rabbi Yehuda says, I agree with all the items, but not Yerushalayim. Mashma what? That Yerushalayim is not Kodesh. It's like saying, I want this this object to be like the building in Manhattan.
But there's no kedusha to that. So same thing when you say, I want the Sahara to be Yerushalayim, lo amar kedum. So you see, with that holds, the walls will not have Hegdesh. V'hitema mishum de lo amar ki Yerushalayim.
Maybe it's enough.
You may say, because all he said was, this object is Yerushalayim. Because he didn't say ki Yerushalayim. That tanya Rabbi Yehuda amir kadomer ki Yerushalayim. Even if he would have said like Yerushalayim, lo amar kedum. Until you make a neder, I want to clarify. The guy's not making the kikar hegdesh. He's saying it's forbidden to me,
just like
the wood of the mizbeach, or just fire, like the fire. It's forbidden to me, like Yerushalayim. That says you said nothing. Yerushalayim is not forbidden. The walls are not forbidden. Oh, maybe because she didn't say ki Yerushalayim. No, even if he said ki Yerushalayim, lo amar klum ad sheyadur bedavar hakarev b'Yerushalayim. Oh, so therefore we have a question. How could you tell me that the Braita above that said what? One of the bricks of Jerusalem fell. So it says why? And you used it for personal usage by mistake. Me'ilah. What do you mean? In Ma'ila, Yerushalayim. So Gemara answers, Tanaini nu, v'aribad Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, you have to say there's two Tanaim that have a machlok, and I don't know Rabbi Yehuda. One Tana over there that says if a brick falls off the Jerusalem and you use it by mistake, there's Ma'ila. He also said there is Ma'ila by Yerushalayim. And the Mishnah over there in the Darim that says Rabbi Yehuda says anybody that says Yerushalayim is nothing.
It's
a different Tana that's going like Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, so if you have to square it off according to Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, today. Going back to Rabbi Meir. Hekdesh b'mezid mithalel b'shogeg in mithalel. Okay, we're going back to the subject now of Rabbi Meir with Hekdesh. B'mezid, if you used Hekdesh, mithalel. Nafka mina, if you were Mekadesh, a lady. Which means you knew was Hekdesh, she knew was Hekdesh, you went at it, at Mekudeshet, leave Hekdesh Zu. And she accepted it, Mekudeshet. Why? Because there's Me'ilah, they got Avon. Me'ilah, but what? It went to Chulin. Chulin is private money now. Because whenever you Mithalel, Mu'ir, the Kiddushah goes off. Now it's regular secular money, Mekudeshet. However, Beshogeg in Mithalel. Which means according to this shita is saying there's no me'ila b'shogeg aliba derabi meir. Ve'lo amru b'shogeg mithalel. Oh, but when did they say shogeg mithalel? Ela le'inyan korban bilvad. Strange. Which means shogeg, the item does not become chulin.
What?
Oh, what? But the statements out there that say that there's me'ila b'shogeg. No, that's only linyan korban. That if a guy did it b'shogeg, he has to bring a korban. Very strange. Okay. There's no me'ila, but you're bringing a korban? So the Gemara says, v'chi ma'achal de'em mithalel korban b'may mihayev. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
If you're not going to be hayav me'ila, what are you bringing? You should know, the laws of me'ila only apply b'mizid. In me'ila b'shogeg alibad Rabbi Meir. Oh, but you should know there's one ramification by me'ila b'shogeg that you have to bring a korban for what? If you tell me there's no me'ila, what are you bringing a korban for? So the Gemara adjusts. Ela ki ataravin karish meshemet debar peda omer ayar Rabbi Meir hekdesh b'mezid mitalel b'shogeg en mitalel on any item, like we learned initially. There's no me'ilah, not only by the ketonet of the Kohen. According to this opinion, it's like the original opinion, like we learned from Yohanan. En me'ilah b'shogeg, klal. Ve'lo amru b'shogeg mitalel abba. We have statements of Rabbi Meir all over the place that say there is me'ilah b'shogeg. No. Ela le'inyan achila bilvad. Only in a case where you cause the item to be lost, which means he ate the item, which means in a chalameh, if a guy took an item b'shogeg, you don't know it's a hegdesh, she ate it. That's me'ilah. Which means the Bimi'ir will agree. If the item is not here anymore, then already that's considered me'ilah, even b'shogeg. We only talking about a case where a guy that says mekadesh a lady, the item's still here.
It's
still in existence, the item. There was b'shogeg, there's no me'ilah in that case. Look at Rashi. Ve'lo amru b'shogeg mithalel. It's a couple of lines down.
כלומר, לא כתיב בתורה מתחלל, אלא שצריך קורבן מעילה. אלא מאות קומה קודש של קוד הקדשם. Okay, that we rejected that, because it cannot be. If you're not מועל, there's no קורבן.
Right.
So, the next question, עניין אכילה. האוכל כיכר של הקדש. דאזל להקדש. That's it, it's gone. והוא הדין להדלקת נר. It was oil. And you lit the oil of הקדש בשוגג. Now it's gone. ולכל הנאה, אבל הוצאת מעות הקדש, transacting in them בשוגג, אין בהם מעילה, ולא נפקים רשות הקדש. The only time they go out from the רשות of הקדש is if they're not here anymore. You ate them, you burnt them, and you did things like that.
So in that case, what happened? Is mila?
No, therefore, when a guy gave a lady kiddushin, they're still there. Yeah. Therefore, the bimiyin in the Mishnah is consistent. Ein kiddushin behekdesh beshogeg. Why? Because they're still there. Why? But I transacted them, the kiddushin doesn't go off. Therefore, you gave a hekdesh money. Hekdesh money is not mekudeshin. But she ain't kin, outside of kiddushin. If a guy ate hekdesh beshogeg, he burnt hekdesh beshogeg, whatever it may be, in that case, in a chanameh, it's going to be mo'el. That's the subject of the bimiyin. That's the way we're learning it over here. Very good. Now, comes the Gemara and says, "Amar of Nachman, Amar of Adab Rahava." Oh, now we got to get to the bottom line over here. Halacha k'Rabbi Meir b'Maaser. Let's go slow. Let's go back to the Mishnah now. If you remember in the Mishnah, we had a Mishnah that talked about Mekadesh b'Maaser Sheni. Okay, what was the language of the Mishnah by Maaser Sheni? Kedesh b'Maaser Sheni. The Bimeir held. B'mezid lo kiddush. Why b'mezid lo kiddush? Because the chaura ma'asir sheni is kodesh, belongs to Hashem. Kodesh Hashem, the pasuk says.
Who?
Right. So therefore, b'mezid you cannot be mekadesh, and b'shogeg also lo kiddush. Well, that makes sense. Ben b'mezid, ben b'shogeg. Since ma'asir sheni is considered God's. Right, it's Kodesh Lashem Hu. So therefore, you cannot use Maaser Sheni.
Okay.
Okay. So the Gemara now says, regarding that subject of Maaser Sheni that we learned in the Mishnah, Rabbi Meir, and by the way, Rabbi Yehuda argued. Rabbi Yehuda held, there's no Kiddush by Maaser Sheni. It's private stuff. You can go out to Holim. Who are we gonna follow in the Maaser Sheni subject? So the Gemara says, הלכה כרבי מאיר במעשר, במעשר הועיל וסתם לן תנה כבטא. Because we have a Mishnah somewhere else in Shas. That's going to be a stam Mishnah that's going to say that מעשר שני is considered קודש. Okay, we have a rule. הלכה כסתם Mishnah. Our Mishnah is not a stam Mishnah. Our Mishnah is מחלוקת on it. מחלוקת רבי מאיר ביהודה. But I found another Mishnah somewhere else that clearly is a stam Mishnah that's going to say מעשר שני is קודש. Therefore, Halacha k'Rabbi Meir that says you cannot be mekadesh a lady b'maaser ben b'mezid ben b'shogeg. Now, Halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda b'hekdesh. What was the Yehuda's hekdesh rule? The Yehuda's hekdesh rule was, let's go back to the Mishnah. The Yehuda said when it came to hekdesh b'mezid lo kiddush. If you did it b'mezid, no hekdesh, because he held that hekdesh is not mitalel b'mezid b'shogeg. Kiddush. We're going to follow that rule that's going to make that chiluk between Mezid and Shogeg by Hekdesh, because we have a stam Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda on the Hekdesh subject.
Fine.
Right, to support that. Now let's go see everything inside. Now let's get the Maaser Mishnah at least. What's the Mishnah Mishnah by Maaser? Let's go slow down. What are we trying to prove? We're going to try to find the Mishnah that is going to sound like it's saying Maaser Sheni is God's. It's Kodesh to Hashem. And therefore, what comes out of that if we can prove that? That you cannot be a Kodesh lady. If we can prove a Mishnah that says Maaser Sheni is Kodesh to Hashem, then it's over. There's no Kiddushin. According to Bibir. So now we got to find the Mishnah. Well, it says, we found it. Ditnan. Kerem Reba'i. Oh, let's go slow. What is Kerem Reba'i? Fourth year goods. First 3 years of an item. Orla. Okay, Orla, you cannot use those items. Kerem Reba'i, fourth year, the fruits are Kodesh, but you eat them. It's like Maaser Sheni, by the way. You take it up to Yerushalayim, eat it. And eat them. That's the fruits, right? Kerem Reba'i, Bet Shammai Omrim, En Lo Chomesh, Ve En Lo Bi'ur. Bet Shammai says it's really not like Maaser Sheni, because normally Maaser Sheni, when you want to redeem the Maaser Sheni, you have to take this whole pile of food to Jerusalem. I can't take the whole pile of food to Jerusalem. It's too heavy. So what do? Make a redemption. Put it on a coin. But when you put it on a coin, you got to add 20%. V'hamishito yosif alav. Mashiachin by kerem reba'i, when you make the redemption, Bet Shammai says you don't got to add the 20%. Okay, even exchange. And also, there's no law of bi'ur. Bi'ur means you got to get rid of this Maaser Sheni by a certain point. If you didn't get rid of the Maaser Sheni either by the end of the third year or the end of the sixth year of Shemitah, the law of Bi'ur kicks in, and therefore you got to discard it. You got to get rid of it. By Kerem Reba'i, there's no statue. Which means, doesn't matter, it's 2 years later, doesn't matter, it's still fresh, take it to Jerusalem, eat it, there's no time of Bi'ur. Betilel Omri, no. Yes, no. Betilel says, no. It's really like Maaser Sheni. You got to add a fifth. There's laws of Bi'ur. Good. Next thing. Bet Shammai Omrim, yesh lo peret, v'yesh lo olelot. Back to the Kerem Reba'i subject. There's laws that by grapes, when the guy's plucking the grapes off the vine, if you forget a couple of the grapes over there and things like that, you got to leave it for the anim. It's like nekech, chap, yeah? By grapes, it's called peret and olelot. Mm-hmm. Okay, you got to leave the small grapes for the anim and so on. So, Bet Shammai holds, this Kerem Reba'i subject is subject to the laws of anim. You got to leave for the anim, good. Ubet Tenel Omrim, kulo legat. He says, no, you don't got to leave nothing for the anim. Because the Bet Tenel holds, Kerem Reba'i is kodesh. And therefore, it's kodesh for you to eat it in Jerusalem. Take all the grapes, don't leave anything over for the anim. It's not for the anim. Lekech, chaper, all that business is what? That's only on chunin goods. But Bet Shammai Tenel said, this is kodesh. Therefore, take all the grapes, put it in the vat, make wine, and go to Jerusalem, and drink it. Kudol agat. Now, my tama de betelel. But what's through the betelel? Gamre kodesh kodesh mimaser. He makes a gezerah shavah. It says the word kodesh by maaser sheni. It says the word kodesh by kerem reba'i. Ma maaser yesh lo chomesh. Right? 20% addition. The yesh lo bi'ur. There's a time limit. We got to get disposed of it. Av kerem reba'i. Yesh lo chomesh. The yesh lo bi'ur. Very good. Ubet shamay. Lo gamri kodesh kodesh. Mi maaser. Good. He doesn't make the Kodesh Kodesh Bet Shammai. Therefore, you don't get any 20% in the Kinnah Rebbe'i redemption. There's no Bi'ur. Continue. Betelel Omrim. Ki Ma'asir. Now, Betel that says it's like Ma'asir. Ki Man Svira Lehu. Now we're getting into the subject. Betel, you want to say Kinnah Rebbe'i and Ma'asir equal. Who are you going like? Ki Rebbe Yehuda. If you're going like Rebbe Yehuda, Amai kulo lagat. Rebbe Yehuda said in our Mishnah, if you mekadesh a lady with Maaser Sheni, mekudeshet. He must hold that Maaser Sheni is considered Hulin. If it's Hulin, that cannot be betel shita. Because Betelel said you don't have to give any of it to the Aniim. It's kulo lagat. That must be Betelel holds that Maaser Sheni is not Kodesh. And therefore, Ha'amar Maaser Mamon Hedyotu. That's the Biyuda said it's Mamon Hedyot. El Alav Kerebi Meir. Good. Must be Betelel that said, here's the key. Betelel that said, Kulo Lagat, must hold that Maaser Sheni is Kodesh. Therefore, it is not subject to Matanot Anim. And who's the Shita that says Maaser Sheni is Kodesh? Rabbi Meir. And now this is a Stam Mishnah over here. The Betelel is following Shitat Rabbi Meir. Therefore, halacha k'Rabbi Meir b'maaser nafka mina hare at mekudeshet li b'maaser sheni ena mekudeshet. Because it's hekdesh, it's kodesh. Not hekdesh, it's kodesh, and therefore it's not his. Right. It's not his, not his. Therefore, no kiddushin. So I got a betelel like Rabbi Meir. Wow. Very good. Support. K'Rabbi Yehuda b'hekdesh. One more line. Now I got a proof to you by hekdesh. That we're going to go. I got a Mishnah that my English goes like, it's going to say what? Bimezid. Bimezid. There's no Hilul. There's no hilul b'mezid, but b'shogeg mekudeshet. Where do you see this? Ma'i ditnan. Shilay or shilach biyad pikeyah. Case. I gave an item, a hikdesh item.
You gave him money and
yeah, money. Let's see. Let's read Rashi for instance at the beginning of the story. Shilach biyad pikeya. See Rashi? Resha hakitran. Shilach biyad chirish shotev v'katan. I send some money. I'm the gizbar in the Beit HaMikdash. I give money to a chirish, shotev, katan, brainless people. Asu shlichutan. If they use it, if they did their mission, so the gizbar is at fault. Because you gave it to them. The law is who makes an ilah? The sender. Therefore gizbar ma'al. If I gave it to these people and they did something else that I told them, then they're on the hook. Right? Lo ma'al. Good. Now, shilach or shalach biyad pikeya. Now, here's the case. Gizbar sends money with a regular smart guy. V'nizkar ad shelo egia etzel hanvani. The gizbar remembered, oh, before he spent it, oh my God, that's hekdesh money.
Okay.
Okay, so now the gizbar is a mezid guy now. So the law is that we're going to read now, the gizbar is off the hook, because he's not a shogeg anymore, he's a mezid. And we're going to talk about a case now, that the Gemara over there says in Me'ila, that even the pikeya, the guy that was messaging the money, he also found out before he spent it, and he gave it to the Hanbani, and the Hanbani used it. You know who gets the Me'ila? The Hanbani, because he's the only shogeg guy in the story.
Oh my goodness.
Which means, the guy went to a pikeya, here you go, here's, nobody knew anything, they didn't know it was like this.
Go buy me.
Go buy something from the store.
Go buy the fire.
Right? It took him 10 minutes to get to the store. 5 minutes later, the gizbar says, oh my, this is hekdesh money. Okay, you're a mezid now. You have da'at. You're a mezid now, you're off the hook. Okay. 7 minutes into the story, the shaliach says, oh, wait, this is hekdesh money. How did you find that? He found that it was hekdesh money. So he's a mezid now also. He's off the hook also. Don't. Hey, that's what happened. Now what? The Hanbani gets the money. He doesn't know what it is. He went and spent it. The Hanbani ma'al. Now read it. Shilach biyad pikeyach, the niskar. Now you have to say, when it says Niskar, everybody was Niskar.
Yeah.
The Gizbar and the Pikeyah, Hanvani Ma'al Likshiyotzi. The Hanvani is Ma'al Likshiyotzi. Why? So you see over here what? Stam Mishnah. That what? That Dafka is Mi'ilah Bishogig and not the Mizid. And this is obviously following the B, Yudachia. Therefore, let's translate it back to Kiddushin. Guy goes to a lady. Hare at mekudeshet li behekdesh ze. He does it. Bemezid. So bemezid is no me'ilah. The item remains consecrated for no kiddushin. But hare at mekudeshet with this money. He didn't know it was hekdesh. She didn't know it was hekdesh. They only find out later. Kiddushin is kiddushin. Because me'ilah takes place.
Yeah,
okay. Very good. Baruch Hanu Adonai Olam. Amen. Amen.